Radio Show Fun Fact. On Casual Friday, our studio is pants optional. Let's get back to the show.
He's right.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Thank you. in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington.
Why?
Secretary of State Blinken has arrived in Tel Aviv, Israel, on the final stop in his sixth trip to the region since the start of the war with Hamas. Later today, the United Nations Security Council will vote on a U.S.-sponsored resolution declaring the imperative of an immediate and sustained ceasefire. Ukraine's energy minister says Russian drone and rocket attacks caused widespread power failures in much of the country overnight. He says the goal was to cause a large-scale disruption of the energy system inside Ukraine. Reddit had an impressive debut on Wall Street yesterday as investors pushed the value of the company close to $9 billion in just the opening seconds of trading on the New York Stock Exchange. At the closing bell, Reddit stock closed up 48%. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Get past the squeaky sneakers. It sounds like they've trapped a herd of mice.
Well, apparently there were two big upsets. So, I heard a figure. I don't have the teams in front of me. I heard a figure that there were 29 million brackets filled out, and there are 2,000 left. They were, in other words, spoiled.
Wow, just the first day, huh?
Yeah, right. So, there you go.
I so rarely ever visit ESPN. I'm looking to see who those upsets might have been on day one of this thing. Now, when does Auburn play?
Let's see. Today's Friday. This afternoon at, I think it's, I think it's 3:05 Eastern, 2:05 Central. I could be wrong, but I think that's the time.
I'm going to watch the game, but I am rooting for Auburn. War Eagle, baby. And winning for the Swami.
War Eagle!
That's right. I think she's going to be assisting.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. Not for one second. All right. Welcome to Friday morning. Rich has got some weather news you may not like because we've got a little bit of streak going when it comes to Fridays. And I conveniently... I conveniently took your sponsorship off while I was getting ready for the Chaos ahead. So give me one second here.
Okay.
See, I got that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is very embarrassing, especially since I made, I think, maximum use of my time today in terms of... you know, being ready, getting that beautiful omelet made.
Oh, my gosh. You're talking about the bacon omelet with bacon on the side?
The bacon omelet with bacon on the side, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wright's bacon? Yeah, delicious. I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and I'm drooling, even though I ate it a little while ago. I had to run home to get my stupid phone because I just feel incomplete without it. But I was...
I know what it's like. You got to have it. You gotta have it. 17 minutes after. Well, the song. I had to play the song. One of these days, I'm gonna put that thing on. It's probably one of my top two or three all-time favorites.
I love the song you played with the Elton John song from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Love Lies Bleeding.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is his. In my opinion, that's his masterpiece because yep. It's.
What an album! What an album!
Wall to Wall, great song. One of these days I'm going to play Gray Seal, which is one of my favorite tracks, going a little bit deeper.
And how about Roy Rogers is Riding Tonight?
Really, it was you had a party going on, you could put the Yellow Brick Road on.
Oh, yeah.
Your 8-track player.
Double album set.
And just let that thing play. 18 minutes after 6. Here is the forecast.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
The radar is pretty quiet right now. I do see a few blips between Montgomery and Union Springs. But the chance of showers and storms will be picking up as the day goes on and becoming especially likely this afternoon and this evening. High today, 64. Gusty easterly winds. Low tonight, 57. Tomorrow, the risk of a leftover shower. Yeah, a small risk in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. A breezy day. High 69. Sunday looks nice. Lots of sunshine with a high in the lower 70s. Monday, high 72 as clouds increase ahead of the next storm system, with the risk of scattered showers beginning in the overnight hours Monday night, and showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday. A few of those storms could be strong. We're watching this one for its potential severe weather impact. Right now, it's cloudy and 58. Very mild at 619.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Okay, how you doing over there? Welcome to the show over here.
Guess what day it is?
You're goofy. We're goofing off.
Are we going to be goofing off like this every day?
It is National Goof Off Day today.
Is that every day? Come on.
Goofing off on the job, huh?
Goofing off, sir!
You better be goofing around!
I'm the king of goofing off!
Today is National Goof Off Day.
Do something goofy.
It's showtime, baby.
At 6:20, we have a call, believe it or not.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you all?
We all are good.
What's up?
Really good.
Well, that's just fantastic. Y'all playing the old songs there got me to wondering, who did your original Riders on the Storm?
The Doors.
It was The Doors.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Back in, I believe, 67?
Has anybody done a cover on it?
I'm sure they have. I'd have to look that up on who, but that's a song that really creates a mood, doesn't it? In fact, they even have thunder in it.
Absolutely.
You know what? I've got a great idea here because Rich just mentioned rain today.
Yeah.
And I have another version of that song that I can play at the end of our break here. How about if I do that? It's Goof Off Day. All It'll right. kill 2 minutes, and I can smoke a little longer out in front of the building.
Works for me. Okay. I'm listening. I'm on standing by.
All right. Thanks. Glad to know that. 6:21. We have 18:19 news.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
18:19 News.
A bill has passed out of the Alabama House Education Policy Committee that prohibits curriculum or instruction involving gender identity or sexual orientation. The ban would be applied to K through 12th grades in all public schools. An amendment that would have dealt with the recent Space Camp transgender worker controversy was not passed with that bill. However, another amendment was that bans the placement of the LGBTQ pride flag within classrooms. State Representative Mac Butler is sponsoring the bill. It's expanding the application of an already existing state prohibition to higher level grades. The current prohibition on this type of sexual orientation or gender identity instruction involves only grades K through 5. Butler says that schools would be responsible to enforce the law. There is no penalty attached in this bill to those who fail to do so. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A former officer with the Morgan County Jail and another man were arrested by authorities for possession of narcotics. Former Morgan County Jail Corporal Deborah Terrell's home in Decatur was part of a search warrant in which fentanyl, amphetamines, and marijuana were all discovered. 44-year-old Lester Bufkin was also arrested alongside Terrell as a result of this raid. A high school student from Sampson, Alabama has passed an American Idol audition and will become part of the singing competition. Brant McCullough was part of a recent audition in Tuskegee that featured fellow Alabamian Lionel Richie as one of the American Idol judges. This particular episode will be airing this coming weekend on March 24th. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured? At the Johnny Adams Law Firm, there is no fee until we win your case.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house. And to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
/6:25. This is the other version of the song I was talking about.
Drivers on the phone. Drivers on the phone. I'd like to pick a phone. drivers on the phone. If you just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Menace on the road. There's a loser on the phone. His mouth is running like a drone. Pick milk up on the way. Get Timmy to his play. My safety could depend on gabbing with your friends, driving on the phone. This girl is talking to her man. They're making dinner plans. She ran into a van and hit a homeless man. If you just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Morons on the road.
Guess who's here?
All hail Jay.
It's going to rain today? Well, it must be Friday.
Yeah. All right. Exactly.
I know.
It's the fourth one in a row. See? At 627, we have some rocket science.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, I don't know if it's going to make it a safer world, but there's a little rocket science behind this study that showed what our kids will throw away when we croak. When they're going through our stuff.
Boy, oh boy.
I don't have kids. So whatever the authorities throw away after...
Your survivors.
After they find my body.
On the list, the box that your phone came in. Why do we save that?
I don't know, but my iPhone drawer has a lot of them.
So on my weekend to-do list is to call Verizon. They're offering a new iPhone, a tablet, and an Apple Watch to new customers. What the hell are you doing for me after 10 years or whatever it's been?
Well, the government is trying to break them up.
That's always been the case, though. It's always been offered to people who were new customers for everything.
Well, yeah, I know, I'm going to call and tell them. I'll switch providers.
And in some days, you are the new customer who takes advantage of that.
I'll get the swag. I want the swag. Let's see. The box of random cords and dongles that you've saved.
Yeah, well.
I have a Rubbermaid tub.
I do, too.
That is a basket of wires, cords.
Well, they're all organized. Yeah. They're all in. So there's a Rubbermaid tub, just like you've got.
Okay.
And then I took Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
And I would take all my HDMI cables and put them in the gallon bags. And if I had more than enough, I'd get another bag and put them in there. USB cables would go into a bag. The plugs, the cords that plug into the back of like a monitor and then plug into a wall, all of those, wall warts, whatever they want to call them, they all go in there.
What does word organized mean?
I don't know, but because I have no idea
have to learn about
what
that.
Most of these cords do. Yeah.
All of my my internet cables, they're all, you know, wrapped up and they're all in one bag. They keep them all nice because anytime I'm looking for one specific thing, I know the bag that it's going to be in.
How many of us have... those remote plugs, you know, that plug into stuff, and we don't know what this went to anymore. Right? You know what I mean?
Well, you just try. Lost one for a laptop.
Yeah.
And I went into my bag of cords that go to stuff. You know?
Yep.
Found one, and I would plug it in. I'd be like, no, it didn't work. Plug another one in. Oh, hey, that one made it. So use that one.
You know, every so often they change the size of the plug-in so that you either have to buy a new cord or a new laptop.
That pissed me off about Apple and iPads and iPhones having different cords.
Yeah.
Different size.
It's all planned. It's all a plot.
Well, now they're switching over to USB-Cs because Europe is forcing them to switch to USB-Cs. Oh. And so it's easier for them to make them all USB-C than to, like, only the ones we sell in UK.
What is the USB-C again? So help me.
It looks like this.
Oh.
And it goes in any, you know, upside down, whatever.
Okay, so that's going to be the future of...
That'll be the future of your Apple devices.
Oh, man.
You won't have to do this lightning cable crap anymore. And hopefully more of these USB-Cs will just start popping up like lightning cables do so that we can plug things in at random.
Other things our kids will toss when we leave this life.
Yeah?
All the rubber bracelets promoting different charities and causes.
Never had those.
The Dave Matthews Band shirt that we...
Never had that either.
No.
Hundreds of plastic shopping bags. I actually do have another box full of those. I don't know what I'm expecting to use those for.
I use them for garbage can liners.
Yeah, you can do that.
A little smaller garbage can liners.
Even after doing that, I still have like 300 of these things from food outlet.
Too. Yeah.
Because I always feel like I'm running out. I better save them.
No, it's true. It's like a crisis when you think you don't have enough of those.
But there's a black market for those in California because you're not allowed to have them because you're going to change the weather.
When I'm at Target and they said, do you want a bag? I said, yes. And everybody looked at it. It's like there was a hushed silence. He wants a bag. Oh, my God.
They will toss all of the DVDs we have saved. Old makeup. And other cosmetic products that accumulate. Thermoses and water bottles, things that we get from radio stations.
Oh, God.
We've given away at least 1 million blue water cups at the fair. The random workout gear that we never use, like the ab roller. I have one of those like a long, long time ago. And then I realized it really wasn't doing anything. Got to do it the old-fashioned way, like I do it now with the weights. And the jeans. Now here's another one. The jeans that we thought we'd fit in again one day.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm glad I saved that stuff because they're starting to fit again.
It's a good thing you saved them.
The other day I found a pair of black jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there's a brand that Sears used to carry that I used to like, and they fit. They buttoned. Man, it was like wow. Money in the pocket.
I don't know why I saved some cutoff shorts. Jean shorts. I don't know why I saved them because I can't believe my waist was that thin, that small at one time in my life. I guess it's just nostalgia. But you remember everybody had cut-off jeans.
Sure, yeah, oh, absolutely, me included. I don't think I saved those, though. And later on this morning, we'll tell you about the latest beauty hack. It's called broccoli freckles. It's for women.
Okay, broccoli
freckles. Men that like to pretend. This compilation of nonsense was brought to you by Applied Security. Mark and Vicky would love to help you batten down the hatches at your home with state-of-the-art technologies that not only work, but save you money on monthly monitoring. It starts under 30 with Applied. We have used them for 20 years here at Blue Water, and working with a local company is always optimal, and you have a chance to do that with Mark and Vicky at Applied. 279-8338. That's 279-8338 for Applied Security. They're Alabama Electronic Security Board permit numbers 276. The timeline for the 22nd of March coming up next with Rich Thomas right now. Our first traffic of the day.
Well, as you get started on this Friday morning out on the roads, you're going to find I-65 and 85 a bit busy through downtown Montgomery and into Montgomery on I-65 southbound. We've got a good bit of traffic around Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka beginning to stir, but no major problems anywhere so far. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile. For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. The first photos of Michael Keaton from the Beetlejuice sequel have been released. You can find them online by Googling Steve Buscemi. John Hinckley Jr. is complaining he's a victim of cancel culture. Interesting gripe from a man who literally tried to cancel someone else permanently. A new study finds that the average American struggles to tell the difference between a fact and an opinion. But I don't believe that's true. And a new study named McAllen, Texas, as the most obese city in the U.S. So obese, in fact, it also came in second. This is not headline news.
At 6:37 with the timeline for the 22nd of March, your host, Rich Thomas.
81 days into the year with 285 days left. It's National Goof Off Day, or as we know it here at News Talk.
Every day.
Friday.
Well, we didn't get into this business to make it to feel like we were working.
Someday I'm going to get a job. It's As Young As You Feel Day, International Seal Day, and I mean those kind of seals.
And that Kiss Like a Rose seal?
Yeah.
If anybody wants to isolate that, feel free.
Yeah, you know what?
You could use another Rich Thomas hockey, couldn't you?
I sure can, because right now I've got his...
Played after Rich Tomlinson introduces himself. Talk Like William Shakespeare Day, but also it's Talk Like William Shatner Day.
Right, and guess what we're going to play a little bit later?
What?
The Star Trek skit from an old SNL.
Oh, good deal, good deal, good deal. And it's World Water Day, kind of important to humans. A quarter of the population of this world drinks polluted water. On this date in 1765, the Stamp Act is imposed on the American colonies. This is an effort to raise funds to pay off debts to defend the vast new American territories won by the French in the Seven Years' War. So the British government passes the Stamp Act, legislation levied on direct tax on all materials, printed or commercial, and legal use in the colonies, from newspapers and pamphlets to playing cards and even dice. On this date in 1882, Congress outlawed polygamy. Can only have one wife. 1894, hockey's first Stanley Cup championship was played. 1903, Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
Actually ran out of water due to a drought. The falls, sorry folks, the falls.
There's no water going over the...
Yeah. Sorry folks, the falls are closed today. Moose out front should have told you.
Sorry.
1904, President Teddy Roosevelt appoints a commission to begin work on the Panama Canal. You know, one thing about the warming of the climate that could be beneficial, there's a passage in the Arctic Ocean may open up, which will save people from going to the Panama Canal or using the Suez Canal.
Ah.
So... that's one good thing, because the ice is starting to melt, and that may be a shortcut passage.
I'm all for it.
Okay. On the stand,
but I'm not buying an electric car, no matter what you say.
1933, FDR legalizes the sale of beer and wine, which had been outlawed since 1919. Hard liquor was still illegal. Prohibition officially came to an end when the 21st Amendment passed in December. 1941, Jimmy Stewart is inducted into the Army. He became the first major American movie star to wear a military uniform in World War II. And not just a token person in the military.
He retires as a Brigadier General.
Yeah. flew a lot of missions.
That's right.
Dangerous missions.
I flew the B-17.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a bomber.
64 years
that was
ago.
A bad.
That was good.
I thought he was in the room for a minute.
You know? His ghost walks the yes. halls.
1960, Arthur Schraubo and Charles Townes of Bell Labs obtained a patent for the laser, which they called the optical master. Master? The optical master.
The laser.
Laser. Maser. 1963, the Beatles released their debut album, Please Please Me. It featured hits like Love Me Do, I Saw Her Standing There, Twist and Shout. Hey, now our song of the day. It's a good top 40 song. It's over 50 years old. Springtime number one. The band is called Gallery. They're from Detroit. So nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. Oh!
Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
That was on the radio. 1974, the Eagles released their third album, On the Border, one of the greatest album designs of all time as far as the cover of the album.
I painted it on my garage door.
I know you did. I wish you had a pic.
I do have a picture.
You do have a picture somewhere?
Yes.
Featuring the number one hit, Best of My Love. 75, Led Zeppelin started a six-week run at number one on the album charts with Physical Graffiti, the group's fourth U.S. number one album. 78, The Police signed to A&M Records. Yeah, you had a connection with A&M Records.
I was very close to A&M Records there. Spent a lot of time out on La Brea, near the tar pits.
Yeah.
And the compound, as they called it. And, man, I saw a lot of real famous people there. Didn't get to meet all of them, but I would see them. Like, one day, George Harrison, he had just moved his solo stuff to Ode Records, I think, or something else. But it was distributed by A&M, so he was always
And the two people involved with A&M, Al Monet, is that correct? A&M...
Moss and Albert. Herb Albert.
Oh, that's right, Herb Albert. Yeah.
My hero. And meeting him was the coolest thing, because I wanted to be a trumpet player, and all I got out of that was fat lips.
One of the suckiest songs of all time. This guy's in love with you.
Yeah, really. But it was the number one hit.
Yes, it was. Dun, 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 dun. 1980, Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart. 85, Wendy's, their amazing Where's the Beef spokesperson, Clara Peller, was fired. After she did a commercial for Prego pasta saying she found the beef. What an idiot.
You make it all. Where's the beef?
Yeah, that's right. 1994, Magic Johnson became the head coach of the LA Lakers. He coached for one season before buying a 5% stake in the team and attempting one more comeback as a player in the 95-96 season. 2005, American Idol forced to have a revote during the show's fourth season when they displayed an incorrect phone number for three of the contestants during the voting stage for the top 11.
I remember that.
Uh-oh. 2009, Tracy Lawrence and members of his band and crew injured in a bus accident in North Platte, Nebraska. Tire blew out on the Interstate 80. 2017, the Tomb of Jesus reopens after restoration in Jerusalem. 2017, terrorist attack on London's Westminster Bridge and House of Parliament kills four, including a police officer, injures 40. And now we have birthdays. Reese Witherspoon is 48. Matthew Modine, 65 today. Bob Costas, the short guy from St. Louis, remembered as with his bad case of pink eye at the Olympics. He's 72. Andrew Lloyd Webber, 76. He's the composer of Jesus Christ Superstar. CNN's Wolf Blitzer is 76 today. How old do you think William Shatner is today?
93.
Go where no man has gone before.
We're going to play that SNL bit after the top of the hour.
Pat Robertson is 94 today. And Captain Klink, William Klempner, is, by the way, he was a
colonel.
An accomplished... colonel. But he was an accomplished violin player. Did you know that?
He had a lot. He was big on Broadway. The guy really had a pretty impressive pedigree.
He was born 104 years ago today.
Wow.
Let's see. 6 days until the regular slate of MLB baseball. The Braves are in Philadelphia. 18 days till the big eclipse. The Biscuits home opener is the day after. Easter, 12 days away. Mother's Day, 52 days away. And now you're up to date on the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Radar is quiet right now, but showers and thunderstorms becoming likely today. High 64, gusty easterly winds. Excuse me. That's that pollen. Low tonight, 57. Tomorrow, risk of a leftover shower in the morning. Mostly cloudy, breezy. High 69. Sunday looks nice. Lots of sunshine. High in the lower 70s. Monday, dry. Increasing clouds. High 72. Risk of scattered showers beginning in the overnight hours Monday night, but showers and storms likely on Tuesday. That's a storm system we're going to have to watch. A few strong, possibly severe storms. It's cloudy and 58 now at 647.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Maybe some numbers out in the market later this morning. Brent McDonald will join us at 8:30 if there's anything earth-shaking to discuss. But in the meantime, he and his team at Invista Advisors would love to have the chance to talk to you about your money, how they can help you protect it during these very, very volatile times, and grow it. There's always people that survive any economic downturn because they get good advice. 387-0094. I can promise you this. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. What happens at Invista Advisors really sells itself. It's like walking into a little section of Wall Street implanted here on Vaughan Road because there's an energy in there that's really, really something else. That's 387-0094. Brent and the team at Invista Advisors. We have your SRN News replay. We will celebrate William Shatner's 93rd birthday today. And we have another traffic update from Skipper just ahead.
SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Secretary of State Blinken has arrived in Tel Aviv, Israel, on the final stop in his sixth trip to the region since the start of the war with Hamas. Later today, the United Nations Security Council will vote on a U.S.-sponsored resolution declaring the imperative of an immediate and sustained ceasefire. Ukraine's energy minister says Russian drone and rocket attacks caused widespread power failures in much of the country overnight. He says the goal was to cause a large-scale disruption of the energy system inside Ukraine. Reddit had an impressive debut on Wall Street yesterday as investors pushed the value of the company close to $9 billion in just the opening seconds of trading on the New York Stock Exchange. At the closing bell, Reddit stock closed up 48%. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MetaShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Friday morning, and we've got the early morning traffic bustle going on out there, but Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka are beginning to wake up, and we're seeing a few more cars out of those areas headed into Montgomery. Troy Highway, Highway 331, light to moderate traffic flow this morning. The boulevards are building a bit. Buckle up, drive safe. We'll keep you updated if traffic problems come your way. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, Horny Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods. Family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and 995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here are some spring cleaning tips. Number one, remember to wear a mask. Since the last time you dusted the blinds, Corey Feldman was a movie star. Number two, skip the microwave. It looks so much like a crime scene, you might as well just wrap it in police tape. 3. Warning. Bleach has got powerful fumes. If you plan to clean the bathroom, get ready to get high. 4. Instead of throwing items away, donate them. Unless it's that Def Leppard mirror sign you won at the carnival, that's going in the trash. And 5. Check the expiration date on food. You'll never eat Lucky Charms from 2018, unless you're really high on bleach fumes.
There's no business in show business.
Welcome to the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your Cheap and Trashy anchor, Greg Udone. One little note here. Neil Patrick Harris was first considered for the part of Private Ryan in Saving Ryan's Privates.
Wouldn't he have been too young?
You know, I don't know.
Because he always, you know, he was Doogie Howser, right?
Well, Spielberg wanted somebody that was relatively unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So he picked Matt Damon before Good Will Hunting came out. Movies. Do we really need another Ghostbusters?
No, I'm not. I really don't care.
Fans do. Fans would like them, but they're not great.
What was that disaster? The
chicks.
Oh, yeah, with the women.
Oh, yeah, 2016.
I accidentally surfed into that for some reason. It was on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you people have no shame. Coming out in theaters, besides the new Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Immaculate. That's a horror movie with Sydney Sweeney. That's a name to keep an eye on. The Boy and the Heron.
Oh, it's getting re-released in theaters?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting for that to hit digital.
What is happening?
It's animated.
Oh, The Boy and the Heron?
Yeah. Hmm. It won Best Animated Feature at the Academy Awards, which is why it's getting a re-release into theaters right now.
Sleeping Dogs. This is stuff that's in limited release for the moment anyway. Russell Crowe is a former homicide detective with dementia. Hmm. You Can Call Me Bill. A documentary about the life and career of William Shatner that was entirely financed by fans. How about that? Speaking of fans, since it is his 93rd birthday today, let's go back to a time when SNL was actually funny.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No, it's true. It used to be.
They're doing a movie about SNL 75 is what the film is called.
I would love to see that.
They got people playing Andy Kaufman when he was doing his little Mighty Mouse thing. Yeah.
I watched that live.
It's being filmed. Filmed at the moment. They're trying to find somebody to play Henson, Jim Henson, who was involved heavily with that.
I wonder if the Muppets were on SNL.
I know.
Who would they get for Belushi? I wonder.
I don't know. Black. I haven't looked at the.
Neil Patrick Harris?
Yeah, that. Or Matt Damon.
I don't know what the cast list is, but it is being filmed, SNL 75.
Wow.
But this is an all-time classic.
When you were in a Beam Down on the Planet, okay, for the last time in episode 25, uh-huh. I was wondering, like, when you left your quarters for the last time and you opened up your safe, what was the combination?
I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time. I don't know that.
Okay.
You know, before I answer any more questions, there's something I wanted to say. I having received all your letters over the years, and I've spoken to many of you, and some of you have traveled, you know, hundreds of miles to be here, I'd just like to say, get a life, will you, people? I mean, for crying out loud, it's just a TV show. I mean, look at you. Look at the way you're dressed. You've turned an enjoyable little job that I did as a lark for a few years into a colossal waste of time. I mean, how old are you people? What have you done with yourselves? You must be almost 30. Have you ever kissed a girl?